Now, my next guest is David Moore, and he's going to talk from Astronomy Ireland, and he is going to talk about the eclipse. Can you hear me, David?
Yes, you vanished there for a second. I can hear you now.
Yeah, okay, no, that was my fault. So I let you tell our listeners what's happening, and you're kind of telling people to take the day off work next Tuesday.
Absolutely. Everybody in the country should take the day off work for next Tuesday, because we have the last partial eclipse of the sun visible for 18 months, and the next one won't be as good as this one, so even bigger reason to take this Tuesday off rather than one in April 2024. And what people are going to see, if they're careful, is the moon passing in front of the sun. A very rare occurrence. We perhaps get it every few years, on average. And also, you have to factor in the Irish weather, which 3 out of 4 days is cloudy. So that probably means about once a decade, you won't ever get to see a partial eclipse of the sun. And this is not a spectacular, it's a total eclipse of the sun. We haven't had one of those since 1727 on Irish soil. And we won't have one on Irish soil again till 2019. So we have to put up with these partial eclipses like next Tuesday morning.
Yeah, so the time is 10:06, isn't it, for it to start?
No, it does vary around the country. And in Astronomy Ireland magazine, we have a table giving the times for people to see it from different places. But the very earliest time anywhere on the island is about 10:05. And then the main eclipse, the maximum eclipse, when the moon is covering the most of the sun, and we get about a fifth of the sun's diameter covered by the moon at that stage, that's just before 11 o'clock, so around the 10 to 11 mark. And then the moon slowly moves off the sun, and the whole thing is over until April 2024, around about 11:45. So if you were to pick a particular time, you'd be saying 10:30 to 11:30 is when you should be watching out. And remember, there might be some clouds around, so don't think I'm just going to watch at the moment it's at its best, which is 10 to 11. That might be a cloudy spot, or the sun might not peek out through the clouds. And in Ireland, we really do have to factor in the weather. In fact, that's why we want everybody in the country to send us any photographs they take so that we can publish them in the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine as a record of this rare eclipse.
Yes. Now, people have to be safe viewing and watch, mind their eyes. Would you explain that to our listeners?
Yeah. If you try to look at the sun during the day, you'll notice you squint. It's painful. That's your eyes telling you that it's bad idea to look at the sun with the naked eye, and never ever look at it through binoculars or telescopes. They'll blind you before you can blink, so be very, very careful. Now, that said, if people have got Astronomy Ireland magazine, if you haven't, you can order today. We'll rush it to you. You'll get it on Monday morning, and there's a 4 different methods to show you how to view it in safety. It's hard to explain them on radio, but one trick is to get a piece of paper, piece of cardboard, whatever, punch a hole in it with, even a biro will do, a pin would be even better, and then let the sunlight fall through that, and a few feet away on a piece of white paper, pick up the sunlight that's going through, and that actually acts as what we call a pinhole camera, and you will see the bite taken out of the sun perfectly safe. In fact, you can do this with your back toward the sun, and just hold the piece of paper to your side, and the whole family can watch the eclipse as it progresses from, as we said, around 10:30 to 11:30. And that's the safest way to do it. If you've got time, you can get onto astronomy.ie now and order our eclipse glasses. Now, those are like very deep sunglasses, but they're also certified safe by the European Union safety standards. And that means you can actually put them on like sunglasses, look up at the sun in complete safety, and pass them from family member to family member, because it's a very slow-moving event, and they'll see it as sharp as the human eye can see detail. And then, for the real experts, there are things called the projection method and filters that can go in front of proper telescopes, but I think you should really read about that in the magazine, and don't try it unless you know exactly what you're doing. So the pinhole method, anyone's got a pin to make a hole in a couple of pieces of paper, or the eclipse glasses, if you can push online and order those today.
Yeah, and you'll have them to them by Monday evening to view it on Tuesday morning.
I mean, they'll be posted. If you order now, they'll be posted in today's post. It should arrive Monday morning. And if your postman arrives early Tuesday morning, all the better. You've got till 11 o'clock, half 11 even, to see some part of this. Let's hopefully if it ships your post before then.
Yeah, that's pinhole and as I remember on a cornflake box when I was a child, you know, with a little small pin, and you could look up them times, you know. But
I've done it out in broad daylight. You do it any day of the week. You do it today if it's sunny or over the weekend. You'll just get a round disc of the sun, the one that you might taken out of it on your tests over the next few days. But on the morning of the eclipse, you will see that chunk out at a fifth of the sun's diameter. Will be covered by the moon.
Yeah, hopefully now that the weather will clear and the sky will be clear and people will be able to see that it won't be a dull day like it is here today in Castlebar, David.
Yeah, and we do have over an hour to see this eclipse, so we're hoping people will at least get to the glimpse of it. It's the sun, after all. The sun won't dim down significantly during this particular eclipse, so if there's a break in the clouds, we all know you'll see the sun through it, so be ready for the whole hour. Very rare that sun doesn't peek out for the whole of the island anyway. So we know somebody in Ireland's going to see it. That's why we want them to send us their pictures. And your picture can be as simple as you're doing the pinhole method onto a piece of white paper, just like the photograph and magazine shows, and you take a picture with your smartphone. You've got a permanent record then. Might even get published in Astronomy Ireland magazine. And so that's what we want people to do. That's why we tell them, take the day off work, or schools should certainly be doing it as a group activity. We'll go back to the sun, so it's completely safe, and we want to publish all of those results. And we're even running evening classes starting that night, all about every aspect of astronomy, just to celebrate this eclipse.
Yeah, so give them the information how they go about doing these evening classes.
Yeah, well, you can enroll and do them online anywhere in the world, not just in Ireland, by going to astronomy.ie, that's the website. Astronomy.ie, search for Astronomy and you'll find us, I'm sure. And the class are aimed at beginners, people who know nothing about astronomy, nothing about science, but are fascinated by eclipses, black holes, the Big Bang, where the universe came from, the planets, the sun, the moon, and the stars. We have them running on 8 Tuesday evenings. Each class is 2 hours long. And you can get really into it and study it, and you'll go on to do a degree after this if you want. Or you just sit back in the comfort of your own home and listen to an expert trying to explain the universe to you for 2 hours over 8 Tuesday nights. And these classes have been running for 20 years now. Thousands of people have taken them all across the country. By far the most popular astronomy classes in Ireland. And Astronomy Ireland is the world's most popular astronomy society. We're always looking for new beginners to get involved and get the magazine in the post. And you'll see details how to join the club there. It costs about €1 a week. Even in today's world, we can't afford that. We think it's a very exciting hobby, and a hobby that's going to grow in the future as the human race expands out into space. So if you can take the evening classes, great. The eclipse is a fantastic way of advertising the whole universe. We hope loads of people are going to join Astronomy Ireland, do the evening classes, but certainly enjoy the eclipse and send us in your pictures.
Okay, David, we'll leave it at that today. Thanks for coming on the show and sharing that information, and hopefully you'll be chock-a-block with pictures coming in of this eclipse.
Absolutely. All details, astronomy.ie. Thanks very much for having us.
Okay, no bother at all.